he was heckling the sushi guy the whole time. He'd be like, this fish is aged for 2 weeks. He goes, oh, is the fish as old as what you're telling us? I was like, dude, you're the man. He kept just going in to be like, should I do fish side on my tongue first or right side? And he would just, dude, it was the, I for real thought he like knew him, but he just like heckled a sushi chef the entire time. And it was my favorite. And then apparently he had raced the guy's daughter. The daughter was going to school for some sport. I forget what it was, field hockey or something. And he's like, yeah, we had foot race. She's very fast. I was like, you raced her, bro? He's like, yeah, we raced outside. And apparently the girl, he was gaining on her, and she gave him one of these and moved through. Awesome. She WNBA'd him.
Yeah.
She fucking.
Angel Reese. The Angel Reese clothesline.
That's crazy. I was eating dinner with the guy who was.
Dude, are they going to stop hitting our sweet Caitlin?
I mean.
They got the black ladies. Stop hitting our sweet, sweet white queen.
They have to do it, dude.
They do have to whoop her ass.
It's all because Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce with a white lady.
True. I didn't know Jay-Z cheated with a honky.
I'm just guessing from the Beyonce song when she goes about Becky. With the good hair. Yeah, Becky with the good hair. Was that just like an insecurity of hers? Or did he actually have sex with a white lady behind Beyonce's back? I don't want to get the beehive activated, but
don't get the hive going.
I think that's why Solange beat him up in the WNBA'd him in the elevator. I just hope girls don't think they can start like pushing and shoving each other because they're already not good enough friends as it is.
Yeah.
With their world of fucking incessant insecurities. I don't need them fucking going into physical attacks upon one another. The conversation's already pretty rough as it is. Girls are so mean to each other.
Dude, I can't believe what they're doing to sweet Kate.
They got
to
knock it off. Or else, you know what I mean? You know?
I think the league is still...
They're loving it.
The league's hemorrhaming money still.
Still?
Yes.
Pusher.
You think they're getting like a fucking... It's on every day now. It's on like ABC and ESPN every day and no one's watching.
Yeah. I mean, what else can they possibly do? They have
right now, they're doing the best they can.
Black ladies beating up white ladies.
Race war.
Yeah.
Race war. And no one watches it. They just see a clip online of Angel Reese clotheslining Caitlin Clark, and they go, the race war.
Yeah. What do you think about it? You know, I think the hot take is to be like, it's basketball. That's the game.
Yeah.
It's just the game. It's like, yeah, but they're girls. They shouldn't be hitting each other. They're girls.
That is true.
It's fucking upsetting to watch girls elbow each other.
I know what side you're on.
I was gonna say, to be fair, they're like the fighter type girls, though.
Lesbians?
The fighting ones?
You really dance around the subject, LeMaire.
Yeah. It's clearly, yes, lesbians.
Yeah. I don't know. I
feel yeah, like, true. Yeah. True, true, true. But, yeah, I mean, look. Here's the thing. Caitlin's going to strike back, and she's going to strike back hard.
Yes.
You know, and everyone's going to be like, we need to control the gun policy.
You think Caitlin's going to hit the eject?
She's going to shoot up the game.
She's going to go, everyone's picking on me.
Caitlin Clark playing in a trench coat. It's a little hard to see.
She's going to wear it for a few games first. Like, with her patented trench coat. That would be funny, because they always do that like catwalk type... That model walk into the stadium. She's going to be wearing the full trench coat outfit. She's got her patented, greasy, unwashed hair. Straight, clumped together hair.
Oh, is that a prescription bottle? That
looking
fell in the pocket
particularly of pale. Clearly on SSRIs. Oh, she's got an AR-15. She's going to hit him from long distance, though. She's going to hit him from half court. People are still going to be pumped. They're going to be like, look at that shot.
She shoots a three-pointer, deflates it, and just lights up the talking team. I just don't want to see it progress to that, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, you can only push a white so far.
True.
Before she's finally like, I'm not going to take it.
They got to be really watching her music intake, too. The coaching staff.
Yeah.
If they hear any shit
what
like
they're
that,
listening to in the locker room.
Like cry metal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wake me up. Yeah, true. No Biscuit. Absolutely no Biscuit. No Manson.
Manson will be the one. The beautiful people. The beautiful people. Banana. Banana.
Yeah, man. I mean, my question would be, I mean, I'm just guessing she has black teammates.
Yes.
They get put on a weird thing where it's like, what is it, the team? Like, which team, obviously, like, literally, do you pick? Would you double agent?
They're in a tough spot.
That's what I'm saying.
Because apparently they're not really helping her too much.
Well, they did it with the fucking, whatever, Deion Sanders' team. They try to racialize college football, and that puts all the other athletes in like, okay, I guess we're not on like yeah. the side of black justice. And then, you know, now in WNBA, they're doing it again.
Yeah.
Pretty weird.
ESPN loves doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of fucking grotesque, honestly.
Yeah, of course.
Just like, it's terrible. I mean, like obviously it gets the rating. ESPN's ratings are probably still doing great. Everybody watches ESPN.
Yeah, but ESPN owns the WNBA. ESPN and the NBA fund the WNBA.
Oh, okay.
So they're like, all right, this thing's losing so much money.
Yeah, I mean, it's a monster tax write-off.
They're like, sir, we could break the glass. We could press the button. And they're like, I don't know. It's like, all right, we're going to have to race for it.
Yeah. They get did the it in the NFL.
NFL, yeah, but that might have hurt.
That was pretty, yeah, true.
Slightly, because there's a lot of honkies watching.
Yeah. There's although,
of,
but
that took the dads out.
That'll keep them tuning in, though, to be like, yeah. better not
fucking
just nailed. Measuring their knee distance. But yeah. fucking grass.
I love this country. I didn't serve, but you better stand up. You're disrespecting troops.
What's the status on end zone? You can end zone dance still, right? Or yeah. is that illegal?
They've
Was
loosened.
That illegal for a while?
Yeah, they've loosened all the rules. On the Sallys.
I'm with the... I do like a good end zone dance. I mean, yeah. you don't have to go crazy, but I'd like a good end zone dance.
I like
dance.
It ups the stake.
Because I need heavy... I need like an ironclad dome of guilt surrounding me at all times.
Yeah.
As soon as I'm like, what I just do whatever feels good. My whole life would just fall apart.
Yeah.
The lives of my ancestors just ruined or yeah. my ancestors. I always get that mixed up. Post-cestors.
Yeah.
Post-cestors.
Your future generations.
Yeah, I think I think about that now. I get stunned every now and again. I'm like, oh dude, I gotta be like shaping my kids' lives and minds. I guess if you get into the thing where you're like, dude, I just get home from work, let's just watch a movie, let's scratch another day off the board, then I go like, I gotta start like interacting. We gotta start coming up with some stuff to
kids.
Do. Yeah, we start like doing some stuff.
You're doing a great job.
We've been doing science experiments.
I meant that yesterday.
Thank you, man.
You're a good dad.
Thank you.
That's fun to watch. You have such good kids.
Thank you, man. It pumped me up. Yeah, Father's Day was huge. I went the opposite. Rather than being like king for a day, serve me, I just got way more into my tasks and was like, I got it.
It's a little obnoxious.
Yeah, well, here's
that
the thing,
would
dude.
Bother me. I actually get off on serving you. Like, all right, you fucking liar. You fucking dickhead. You're doing this to me.
Well, no, every now and again, you have to. It's a nonstop mind battle. So I'm right now, I'm in Buddha mode on the babe. You got to go Buddha mode. I can do like 4 days of like, as you wish. And then like eventually I'll spaz. And be like, I've been doing it fucking everything for you. You didn't even notice. I was so nice for 4 days. You didn't say anything.
That's hard though. 4 straight days of being nice
Buddha
is
mode,
really
dude.
Hard.
You think you can go Buddha mode on the babe and they'll like be like, oh my God, yeah, this is what a great behavior Damn. To model. Dude, they just fucking walk right over. They say, what the fuck?
Yeah, they go, he's a pussy now.
Yeah, whatever you want. If that's what you'd like to do, it doesn't bother me. I can do 3 days straight of it. Then I'll one day be like, you know fucking what?
Yeah.
I'm fucking sick of this shit.
just putting a couple words, bitch. What was that?
I wasn't done with those strawberries. I was about to have some more, but no, you can put them in the fridge. Yeah. Doesn't bother me at all.
Throw them out. Throw them out. Just throw them out then. Because now you're going to put them back in the fridge. I'm never going to eat them again. I have one shot at eating these strawberries.
And it's crazy because you go like, dude, what am I doing? I can easily, this is not a real problem. But the power struggle is so funny. It does make me laugh every now and again. If it's just like a little thing will pop up and it's like, you get floored. You're like, you're about to be in like a fist fight level of emotions where it's kind of like, I just don't see why that even would be a thing. But yeah, sure. And you're like, dude, just be nice. Don't be a dick. And you'll say something. It'll just be like a,
yeah.
And you'll hit them and they're like, you didn't have to do that. You're like, I didn't do anything.
This is what I said. This is how I said it. I didn't say it the way you're saying I said it.
Or the best is when it's just two.
I said your mom is a bitch. Your mom? No, I said your mom's being a bitch. She isn't a bitch.
Or when it's just totally like, this is what you said. I didn't say that. You're like, dude, I totally heard you. No, I didn't say that. You go, okay. So I'm just hallucinating then. And you live in parallel realities. It's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy when you start to see and you're like, and you just don't know. You're like, dude, did I not hear that?
The parallel realities are tough. You get it in any relationship.
Yeah, of course.
Like, I'll, you know,
even I'll catch my mind doing it. I'll have done a thing and I'll be like, no, you didn't. I'm like, dude, I don't think you did.
Yeah, they're taking this too seriously. I was not being an asshole. Meanwhile, in reality, I was like dumping a beer on a guy's head. Like, fuck you. What the fuck are they mad about?
Fucking kind of soft.
Yeah, I,
this guy's a pussy.
I'll catch my brain doing it. We'll be like, just don't. Like, recently I left. I was like, I came in to get Chloe. She was crying. I was like, here, I'll take over. Pretty soon, just don't. I'm like, dude, I gotta relax. So I'm holding her. I'm like, I'm gonna put her to sleep. I can't. It's the sweetest joy when you're just like, yeah, I got this. And then I go to put her down, and she woke back up as I opened the door. But the gate, Brittany had left the baby gate open, and like, dude, my mind instantly was like, she woke up because of the baby gate, and I was like, yeah, she closed the door.
Throwing the whole room off.
It was
the elbows are touching. You're throwing the whole fucking room off.
I watched my mind be like, that's her fault, and I was like, well, no, the door clicked. I was like, yeah, but maybe like it created like an air suction,
it created an air suction.
And I was like, just don't bring up the gate. And as soon as she asked me what happened, I was like, you left the fucking gate open and fucking woke her up, and it was too late. I already said it. I was like, well, maybe it's the door. You can't help it. It's crazy. You have to like watch your mind just manipulate reality, and you're like, oh, I'm such a fucking piece of shit. It's terrible.
The drinking the water. You got struck again,
dude. I spilled water.
You gotta stop like, drinking water on stage.
I have to.
I know, but you got
to
master
it. After the bomb, I need to sip. If I have a joke that doesn't work, I have to sip. So I went back for the dude. It was for real.
You take loud sips too. Do you know that? You take extremely. You'll be like. It's like you're gonna hear the fucking like you'll tell a joke that doesn't work and then you go. Every once in a while I'll see it and be like, holy shit,
dude. The last 2 weeks I have been forced to acknowledge just how like unpalatable my presence is for people who don't know me. It's pretty bad, dude. The aversion of the general public to me is pretty strong.
Yes,
they're almost palpable. I've been confronting this lately to be like, Jesus Christ. And then it makes me laugh in the most weird wretched way inside of myself. Funny. But then I'm just watching people who are mad at me and I'm just like, dude, I don't know what to do for us right now.
That's what made it so fun when we're together doing stand-up, because you know I'm in the back going, yes, this is as funny as it gets. Keep being weird. Be weirder if they don't like you. No. I got to
think Japan in Asia is going to be the new number one.
He said Japan's going to keep going up.
China's going to be a real fucking problem when they're all 90. When a billion people are 90. India and China are going to be fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Those are going to be real drags on the global economy.
Is India getting super old?
I think India's still churning them out.
Yeah, India's,
I think they're still churning the young boys out.
He didn't mention India. I'm only in the beginning of the
India
book.
India is who I'm pumped on. India and Pakistan.
Dude.
Well, Pakistan is in the bag.
India's been keeping the Middle East in check. India's been our
guy. I will become pilot for Pakistan and defeat India. Oh, wow. Great. You ever watch that video? That's maybe the best video of all time.
What is it?
It's a school, and each kid is coming up and screaming what they're going to do for Pakistan.
Yeah.
And they all love Pakistan. And there's this big fat lady leaning on she's not even trying half the time. She's like leaning on a podium like, what will you do for Pakistan? It's like, I will teach many kids how to become great students of Pakistan. She's like, oh, wow, he's going to teach the youth. Then the next guy will come up and will be like, I will become a great pilot for Pakistan and bomb India. And she's like, he's going to bomb India. Wow. It's so good, dude. One kid comes up half green, half white face. He's painted with the Pakistan flag. He's like, I will sacrifice my life for Pakistan.
It's barbarism.
It's shit. I mean, rules.
It's not, people say they don't like that word at all, but that's
the
definition.
Yeah, but the thing I disagree with is It's not about how long you've been around, because India, well, actually, sure. India is fairly new. China's been around since Moses had a paper route.
Old as hell.
You know, Egypt, how are they doing?
We saved
marrying my
US
damn sister.
Egypt.
That's what those fuckers are doing.
U.S. allowed that, though.
Getting on a boat, dude, coming over here and fucking my sister.
The U.S., that was an American intervention. America made that possible. If America didn't intercede.
If we let Israel continue to rock their world,
Israel, France, and like one other European country went for Egypt. America was like, no.
France went for Egypt.
Yeah.
With Napoleon.
But I think Israel.
Israel had a war with them, and Israel called off the dogs and gave them back a strip of land.
This guy claims that America stepped in and stopped Israel and two other countries from attacking Egypt. It was like, no. Basically said, like, you guys didn't run that by us, therefore.
I think it was the 7 days war.
Is that what it was?
There's a 7 days war where Israel just slaughtered Egypt.
Why?
Egypt, they were talking shit. The Middle East was like, all right, let's go. Let's get them. And they ended up getting fucking destroyed.
Did they really?
Yeah, they got rocked. And India was, or Israel was like, all right, you can have it back. Don't fuck with us again.
Yeah, leave us alone.
Israel's mean. It was a 6 day war. Look at the casualties.
I'm surprised the Israelites didn't destroy the pyramids. You think they would have taken a little blow?
They would have been like, no, they got there. They said, wow, what a great pyramid.
Oh, the alien force field would have kicked in and blocked blocked their bombs.
Wow, what a great monument.
Yeah, I was pumped. I've been getting pumped on this book, dude.
Get pumped on history. It's the best.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Get rid of that psychology mumbo jumbo.
No, I like that too.
Psychology's for the birds.
I like that too. I have a feminine mental archetype, dude, just like Peterson.
Really?
I'm interested in people. I'm one of the small percentage of men who are genuinely interested in people. But I do like history, dude. I might be becoming more of a man as I get older, dude. It might be true.
You're getting into history.
Yeah, dude, the book is... It was just so many things that I've heard scraps of, and I got to like get the full picture, and I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. How that works. Yeah, okay.
I just rambled it to Brittany. We went to my parents' house yesterday. I'm like, and then World War II, they did the thing. And then the part of you know, like Eastern Europe, where it's like they're like kind of like.
We have like 10 podcast episodes where I do this exact rant.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of
cool stuff you want to hear about.
Wait till I finish.
The casualty numbers of the 60s.
Exclusively his words, not mine. When he talks about the white dudes who moved into his neighborhood, he just blanketly refers to them as the faggots. That's his words.
I'll be honest. Those are his words.
They're his words.
But I think he's spot on, dude.
He's like.
Just some dude with some. Fucking like kind of chubby white dude with a beard with like a gritty tattoo. Yeah. Just they like, sorry, fascists aren't welcome here.
He goes to his corner bar and they've been coming in and he just doesn't matter your sexual orientation. He's like, you know, our bar, you know, the faggots started coming to our bar. That's how we'd be painting a house. And he'd just be like, yeah, ever since, you know.
That's a major problem.
But they're probably in the bar being like, huzzah, and we moved in.
They're in there.
And I bought this place for 70 grand. Yeah. Now it's worth 300,000.
Yes. My dad helped me with that purchase.
My dad knows about carpentry and he did
now
it all
I'm
for
a communist.
Free.
It's so sick to become a fat pussy communist. I know. Jesus Christ, dude.
I was thinking about that.
But you know what also is gay is dudes becoming right-wing guys.
Yeah.
That's stinks. Also very gay.
It's barbaric, dude.
It is cooler than being a fat communist.
It's preferable, yes.
It's preferable of the two evils.
Yes, it's a lesser. It's a lesser, for sure. It's a lesser.
So we side with fascism.
We
No, not the fascists.
We tolerate them for geopolitics.
Hell no, the fascists.
We tolerate... No, it's... They're also...
Libertarians.
I mean, Shane, I'm going to get real deep on you. I mean, you can't control the internet and all of a sudden call other people fascists. That's a meme I saw on Instagram. You want to shut down the internet
like
and call them fascists? That's fascism, brother.
Yeah, dude. We need to start going down to the communist fat bars and start really fucking cracking skulls. Dude, that's what I'm training for right now.
For
I'm
sure.
Doing box steps so that
for
I can
sure.
find... 2 weeks of box steps, I'll be in better shape than the
just
fucking...
Just holding a trash can lid
MLS
and the charge.
Fan, MLS fans, cigarette smoking, fucking cool, depressed, dude.
Yeah.
I'd like to punch them in the belly.
They're decadents, dude.
They are.
They're fucking decadent. Like, what's the point? What's even real? Who
it's
cares?
It's all fucking lame.
It's all bullshit.
No, dude. Football rules.
Yeah, we're bringing in civilization.
Football rules. They need to know that.
Joe Cool. Oh, yeah.
Joe Burrow's cool.
Joe Cool needs to die, dude. Not like figuratively, bro. I'm talking about...
Oh, being cool?
Joe Cool, yeah.
Joe Cool, the guy. We're talking about Joe Burrow.
Oh, what's that?
His nickname.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about...
It's Joe Montana's nickname. This is a little sacrilege.
They call him Joe Cool, too, now?
They're just saying he's cool. Everybody's agreeing he's
cool.
No,
I'm not saying we should kill the quarterback of the Bengals.
The Bengals?
The Bengals, yeah. I almost called them the Bengal Tigers. They should kill the quarterback of the Bengal Tigers.
You're cheering for the Cincinnati Bengal Tigers.
But yeah, dude, that needs to stop right now. That whole like America's, it's like, no, dude, we need to be like, what are you going to do? I'm going to fucking bomb like third. We need our third grade.
Oh, we need the Pakistan.
We need the Pakistan.
Oh,
dude.
Pakistan is in the bag. Pakistan is in the bag.
But yeah, man, people need to realize, dude, a lot of blood, sweat and tears, dude.
Yeah.
For you to sit
dude,
in the
you
bar.
You need to start asking not what your country can do for you,
so I'm
but
saying,
what
dude,
you can do for your country.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe
and
stop.
This is what we do for our country.
Yeah, dude.
We get on the podcast.
Dude, Brittany hit me
you
with
tell goofs.
Brittany hit me with that shit when Maya was born. She's like, you went the next day and did a podcast. I'm like, dude, Winston Churchill couldn't take sick days to take a day off. It's just the same thing.
Exactly the same
this
thing.
This is the same thing.
Although, even though up the raw, dude, fuck Winston Churchill.
Yeah, what was his deal?
What, Churchill?
Yeah.
You would have liked what he did.
He fired
In World War One, he tried to go at those Ottomans, dude, and he found out.
Did he really?
Yeah, he sent the boys into a...
Don't sleep on Turkey, dude.
Turks got him.
According to this book, Turkey's coming back. And he did call in 2009. I forget exactly what was happening. I think that was like Obama just got elected. So that was like the height of like a lot of the...
Turkey's having a tough time right now. They have, what's his name in...
He just came... Yeah, that guy's beefing with like... They're dealing with the press. He just attacked
the
press.
He's having a tough time.
Yeah, the Turkish leader just came at the press and was like, yo, stop that anti-Turkey bullshit, dude.
His name is... Aragon.
Yeah, apparently I looked up Turkey news to see if they were killing it, to see if this guy was right, and I saw that they're having a bit of a squabble right now.
Yeah.
Bit of a tough time. But... That's got to stink, especially if you're like a full totalitarian country and like the internet starts coming. That's like, God damn it.
Yeah, dude. Why are you guys telling everybody what we're doing?
It fucking stinks.
But you know what? Another thing that guy might not predict, who knows about how the reliance on oil is going to go. Mm-hmm. Although I think that's probably going to be around for at least 100 years.
He was saying we're going
to
go.
100's tough to predict, dude.
Well, he said we're going to get out like space generated energy. So we're going to have like solar panels. He's like solar panels on the land. It's too much. It's too clunky. It's kind of shitty. He's like, but we're going to go out and
set them up on the moon.
We're going to start harnessing
Wi-Fi energy. The energy back.
He said radio waves or something.
Yeah, I'd like to get some radioactive bullshit flying around.
Some kind of waves. We're going to send energy back in wave form and just harness energy from outer space, and it's not going to be a thing. Problem's going to be the population dip. That's going to be the